Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. I'll start the song with this show with a song. New you, you, you. That's a song being offered by Dwayne Hepner as a connection to the real universes. A person tests it for themselves, like for 15 minutes each evening before you go to sleep, and for 15 minutes or so when you wake up in the morning, see what life shows you. The new presentation being offered to the beings on planet Earth and other worlds. It's a big opportunity to learn how we can earn our way out of these psych realms, which are the physical and the astral and the causal and the mental and the etheric, and then get through the deep dark border with the assistance of real guides. So for those that want to find out for themselves, test the new you song and check out the wonderful worldwide educators at www.wonderfulworldwideeducators.com and the new presentation, and see if you want to become involved in the projects that are in development. The total universal rainforest, planting a forest of fruits and nuts and stuff for us to live on and to help provide air, oxygen for the earth. And there's the All Solar Research Vessel project which we'll have on board on the vessels. There'll be the Nations United Universal University, and it'll be going around the oceans and trying to make things better for everyone, clean up the water and provide good water for those that don't have it on Earth, and good food, and try to have cleaner air. So today I'll read some of one of the new books in the series, The Adventure Is, by Dwayne, the great writer. The books are available at lulu.com, or if you get a hold of Kelsey Lynn Brown on Facebook or YouTube, you can get PDFs of them. Here is an interesting tidbit for our readers to note, Dwayne. The original organic constitution for the people was created in 1788. In 1871, the amended version of the U.S. Constitution of the people was enacted, which was actually an act of treason by Congress at the time. In 1871, the United States Corporation was formed for the District of Columbia, which is controlled by the certain few and has been since then. The United States of America, a sovereign republic, is different from the United States Corporation. We are giving a brief outline of what has taken place without the knowledge of most Americans knowing it. Lincoln, Kennedy, and several other presidents were assassinated by the certain few as they have planned their takeovers for centuries. It is hard for most people to imagine this can all be so. But as one does their research and discovers who the certain few, the elites, really are, they begin to wake up to the bigger picture. The earth is not a safe place to live and reside because there are far too many creatures in this realm who are only interested in takeovers and making everyone else their slaves. Since the duplication of the U.S. Constitution, Americans no longer have rights. They only are granted privileges. For hundreds of years, the world order thugs have made an untold amount of restrictions for the citizens of the United States, which the corporate deceptors are basically immune from as they stand behind their corporate shield and watch others suffer for what they decide. The certain few have invested all their time and effort for centuries into making everyone except themselves debt-ridden and responsible for the debts they, the certain few, have created. The truth of this seems to be so far out, more like an alien invasion in a sci-fi movie, that all anyone has to do is take a look around and see it happening. The examples are everywhere and have become so obvious, yet most people still want to still believe their government can fix things. And if not, their gods will fix everything. There is no real honorable government in the United States. Only those who control others from their corporate empire and dictate terms to the so-called privileged. Until each person realizes that everything comes from themselves and that they must figure out the paradox of themselves, they will stay asleep to all their most wonderful possibilities, which only the real guides can provide. What is happening on the earth is only the first step to wake up to. What has taken place recently and so far, as an example, 9/11, Japan, the Gulf oil crisis, the wars in the Middle East, and so much more every day, and these are wake-up calls, is all part of an overall total takeover. It is not that this is something coming someday. It has already been here for the longest time, and more so than any plague mankind has ever known. The certain few do not care about the environment on the earth. With them, only power and control always come first. They are not concerned about the lives of anyone except their own, as they have proven this all the time. People have been bred to think and believe the earth is the only place in all of life. So they have become the manipulated slaves to work and pay taxes and fines according to the laws made by those who hold the whips. I'll be right back. Gotta let the dog in.
Come on, Dennis. Dennis. Come on.
We have all created ourselves and are the end result of that creation so far. We can change our course and ideas at any time, and all we have to do is decide to do so. Most people are taught that some kind of God or deity created us. And so each person that agrees with what they have been taught from the authorities and officialness is at the mercy of their agreement to what they are now and feel hopeless to change it unless they bow to some form of authority to provide for them. I am not referring to the idea of what a person does, but what a person is in their real awareness. Everything that is outside of us will always be accustomed to change, but each person can determine what and who they are from their real awareness, more so than what their mind and emotions have been conditioned to. The greatest confusion for most people is they do not understand the difference between the gods of man and the all is. To most people, the all is a fallacy because it is too real. So they gladly and actually from lifetimes of suppression to do so believe in the gods of men who have held a whip over them for eons. There are no regulations, commandments, rules, ceremonies, rituals, confessions, guilt trips, persecution, sacrifices, worship, groveling, and so much more that has held people in submission and slavery with the all is as there are with the gods of man. Real freedom is real, but only with the all is, and never the invented gods of deception. While we are here on this subject, I have taken the time to study the fallacy about the idea of the burden of the income tax scam. The IRS is not a government agency. It is an agency for the IMF. The IMF is an agency of the UN. The U.S. has not had a treasury since 1921. The U.S. Treasury is now the IMF. There is only one law, and that is with the one world order, the certain few, and their created monetary system of federal notes. Let's see, where was I? They market a relationship with the humans, employ them into unconstitutional agreements, right in front of them, the certain few. Have made the system very complex, but there are many people who are able to see through all the smoke and mirrors that the United States Corporation has created for themselves. The vast majority of humans have a false sense of security in their authorities and in their gods. It would seem that on the surface there is something of value to what is happening here, but as one researches behind the scenes, they will see the bigger picture and all the deceit and dishonor that is in place. For humans, the internet, can serve as a very useful tool to gain a lot of information from. But unfortunately, most people will not know what to do, or they will become involved with some type of revolt or rebellion. These type of people will always be asking the question, why has this taken place, and why can't they be honest and nice? It is really not a matter of so-called doing something about those who are misbehaving. It is all about becoming more aware and learning how to get beyond this world and into the real universes. No one can drag someone else from what they are deciding, but they can learn for themselves about real guidance now, said Ursha. You are wonderful, Miss Lou. You have done your homework again. I have explored so much research on what we are covering here and in so much more detail, because there is years of reading material that a person must go through to understand what has taken place for just the last 100 years or so. All of this is nothing new, as this world and so many others have gone through the same course of events to finally wake up to something real. We are making this opportunity to become more aware while we are here. And so, I cannot say if someone else will step forward and do as we have as the future of the earth becomes apparent from all the cause and effect. Now, I would like to contribute here as to some of the investigation I have done about the IRS. Karl Marx claimed that to create a classless society, a graduated income tax must be used to destroy all classes of people. Thereby, there will only be those in control. Thereby, there will only be those in control and those who must obey the controllers. The certain few have become the real magicians of the earth, and they have neatly created a matrix of confusion with the laws they make over others. Those in the courts who do not agree are soon convinced otherwise, or threatened in various ways. The idea of there being some form of status from one person to another is the illusion of the certain few. Have conjured up smoke and mirrors. Human history has already proven that the so-called royal are from a line of those who at one time decided to take over of what others had, then proclaim themselves to be kings and queens, as Napoleon decided he was the emperor and Adolf Hitler became the Führer. The whole of life does not recognize anything but what is real and true. The tax codes are a cleverly devised jargonistic legal device to persuade, intimidate, prosecute, and then steal from the people something they do not owe. Here again is another system based upon fear and marketed obligations. It would seem as though the tax system has worked, but it has not, as it has destroyed many innocent people of their rights, ownership, and their own self-worth. The earth has a lot of beauty, but any prison yard can be made to look good. Many humans have been convinced that the earth is their God's footstool, and he sits and watches what humans do. It is all something that sounds good, like the justification of the IRS and the UN. And there is a truth attached to everything on the earth, and the truth can be known for those who do investigate, but there is no real truth here. The IRS was not created by any Congress,
and is not part of the real U.S. Treasury, nor are they listed as such. I am not suggesting anything here, but the fact of what is really taking place. This world is a front, and that is all it is, and there will never be real freedom here. Maybe each person will have their moments of peace on earth, but that's about it. Nothing lasts here, and in today's world, the challenges are more so coming to a head, and they are real on this level, especially for those who are still locked into their one-dimensional awareness. I said with a reporter's smile, "You are being funny again, Dwayne. Good job on your brief summary. I know you left the biggest and best parts out because you wanted others to do their own research and homework. Rebazar is ready to start again," she said. Throughout the history of the United States and many parts of the world, there has been a vicious struggle between central bankers and those who oppose them. In fact, the United States was created out of that struggle, along with the free rights of men with their political and religious struggles many have endured for centuries. The old centralized church plays a huge hand in all of this because they control the masses and the monetary systems from an unseen side of the public. It would seem they are at the mercy of the political systems, but the opposite is actually true, as this is the overall deception that has been put into place to fool the public and all investors. During a visit to Britain in 1763, the Bank of England asked Benjamin Franklin to explain the newfound prosperity in the colonies, which was termed as colonial scrip. It was issued in proper proportion to the demands of trade and industry to make the products pass easily from the producers to the consumers. In this manner, the people were creating for themselves their own paper money and controlling its purchasing power, and there was no interest to pay to anyone. The whole idea was working very well at the time. The Bank of England was not at all happy with this idea because they had no hand in the control of creating the money and most certainly the outcome of making a profit from the labors of others. And so the bankers convinced the British Parliament to put a stop to colonial scrip. The Currency Act of 1764 did just that. And the colonial scrip was to be exchanged with Bank of England notes. The end result became widespread unemployment and economic depression in the colonies. 27 years passed, and the European bankers started a private central bank known as the First Bank of the United States. Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson argued that the bank violates traditional property laws and said that the banking institutions are more dangerous to the full liberties of the colonies than standing armies. He went on to say that if the American people allow private banking to control the issuing of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations will grow up around everything, and the banks will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. In the time frame we are now in, 2011, with all that has happened since then, with a little investigation, it is not hard to see what has taken place as this planned takeover has come to pass by the certain few. the issuing power of fiat money should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belonged. The first bank of the United States was given a 20-year charter. In the first 5 years of operation, the American government borrowed $8.2 million and prices rose by 72%. After the 20-year charter expired and the government voted not to renew it, it all came to an end, and the first banking cartel of the U.S. closed its doors in 1811. Nathan Meyer Rothschild, son of Meyer Amschel Rothschild, head of Europe's most powerful banking family, was reported as saying, "The United States would find itself involved in a most disastrous war if the bank's charter were now renewed." 5 months after the First Bank of the United States closed, the British declared war on the United States, which was the War of 1812, and financed by loans from the Rothschilds. 4 years later, the Second Bank of the United States was chartered in 1816. The European bankers were back. All of this was a huge prelude to a world takeover at the time. Andrew Jackson was a strong advocate of sound monetary policy, as outlined in the U.S. Constitution, and opposed the central banking system, that of issuing currency against debt. So, he had an investigation done on the bank and discovered, beyond question, that the great and powerful banking institution had been actively engaged in attempting to influence the elections of public officers by means of its money. The certain few have spent lifetimes procuring their policies of absolute control over the worldly money supply. On July 10, 1832, President Jackson vetoed Congress' decision to renew the charter of the Second Bank of the United States. He said, "It is not our own citizens only who are to receive the bounty of our government, but more than 8 million of the stock of this bank are held by foreigners, and so is there no danger to our liberty and independence in a bank that in its nature has so little to bind it to our country? Controlling our currency, receiving our public monies, and holding thousands of our citizens in dependence would be more formidable and dangerous than a military power of the enemy." In 1835, Jackson paid off the final installment on the national debt. He was the first and only president to ever accomplish this. Speaking about the bankers, he said, "You are a den of vipers and thieves, and I intend to rout you out, and by the eternal God, I will rout you out. If the people only understood the rank injustice of our money and banking system, there would be a revolution before morning." A few weeks later, Richard Lawrence attempted to assassinate President Andrew Jackson, who then told his vice president, Martin Van Buren, "The bankers, Mr. Van Buren, are trying to kill me. Since these times, the certain few have never given up, as they know that time is on their side, because they are of a particular creed. There will be more of them in your future books. As always, this is the earth, and it will never change." Then there was a long silence. As I watched The View, soon, everything became all like. "Well, Miss Lou, I taught Reeve-Rezar everything he knows about the bankers, because what he just said is what I have been studying for years," I said, as we both laughed. Lou and I took a break from the history lesson and went outside into a truly endless sky. We were on the New Blue Sky Island, somewhere within the etheric level. There are billions of vast continents here and endless places to be. This is a special place for us, as we have come here over the years and set up the view for our own research. We can use the view from any level, and the etheric region is very special, as there are no interferences from anyone. The Kalam God rules the created worlds from the mental planes on down, and because the influence is still very active, they like to disrupt our privacy sometimes. Here, in the etheric worlds, they cannot enter as they do on the lower levels, as they are restricted to the basic creative psych realms, as are Gerald Crony and their subliminally controlled membership. You are funny, Dwayne. I could hear Rebazar laughing when you made that remark. He and Paul and all the boys love what you have done. They really do. What you are doing and presenting is what no one else would even dare to risk their position on the earth for. But you are, and they love you for it, she said, as we held each other and laughed. I really do not know anything else I would rather do. I can see it all so clearly as to what to do. This is my adventure, and even if I were all alone, I would still do it this way. I always feel so privileged by everything this entails. You, Lou, are the most special person in my life. All the others I once knew have been a gift to me, as I have finally come full circle with our relationship, I said as we giggled. I feel the same way, and that is why I am here with you and will always be, she said. Heather came by my little trailer the other day, and a friend called on the phone while she was there. I began telling him about what was taking place with the big biochemical companies and their GMO nonsense, as the president had now surrounded himself with people who were voting for the GMO conspiracy to take full force, as he is with his elite buddies. After the call, I could tell that she was a little beside herself, as she seems to think I am in some kind of underground movement that sees everything the government does as a conspiracy. Well, she's right, as it is the sign of the times, and what these people are doing is very real. We know how the certain few control the political and religious orders of the earth and most of the round worlds, I said. What Rebazar was pointing out about the founding fathers and those who were involved in all the confrontation in American history is what they have tried to put together the best they could for themselves and others. Over the years, which is just in the last few hundred years, the whole system has become so corrupt and diseased with people who really think they will gain something from the very dirt of the earth by destroying everything they do not want or need, including people, and arrogantly considering the fact they will really get away with it. Humans are so short-sighted and without any real education. And it is more than obvious a lot of them want to keep coming back into an even more bleak future. As the earth becomes more polluted and insane with political and religious corruption. When you are on your computer at home, I can see what you are watching, and I also keep an eye on the latest earthly news. The oil spills in the Gulf were purposely done. And here are those who do not care at all about the environment they themselves must live in. Just so they can obey their karmic-driven bosses, who they think will protect them and be there when so much of the earth is destroyed, just for the sake of getting rid of the majority of the population. Everything will eventually show up, she said. Yes, and here I am. Yes, and here am I. The surfer dude who is providing all the important information and knowledge, and thought of as strange by some of my friends, but especially by my former wife and daughter, and also Heather. I have tried every which way with her, but she is very stubborn. She now thinks the boys are my fantasy and what I am doing, and because I no longer work as a contractor, I have flipped out because I am happy all the time with being free of what I have been through. I'm finally in the best part of my life. I spoke with my daughter the other day and told her I was doing great. She called the former wife, and I guess she complained that I was too happy and that it bothered her. Oh, well, I'm certainly fine with my life, and these three women love their drama as usual. The earth will not miss us, Ursha, but then again, when those who wake up and discover what I have done, and when I am gone, they will surely miss us, I said as I kissed her. They will for sure, as I have seen the future on The View many times over, Duane. You and I will be living on whatever ultra island we want to, and no one will ever know where we are, as we are always free, she said, as we flew about. That was some of New Book 5 of the Adventurous series by Duane the Great Writer. So I'll end the show today with the new song. New you. See ya.